Hello, this is Carrie.
Hi, my name is Charlotte. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Good, good. Do you have some questions about your account?
No, I just wanted to have someone do like a report or like a recap of like everything that we've done for the last few months.
Okay.
Kind of like a
so,
quarterly report.
All right. So I don't really have a report that I can think of to would send out that would answer those kind of questions. You can log in your dashboard, and I can send a report. Instead of you logging in, I can download pages out of your dashboard for you and send them. And then your basic questions were really about how you're ranking or, you know, how your keywords are doing, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's no reports that list the keywords in that way and tells you what the activity was per keyword. So basically, you know, I do some searches before I call and see how you're doing. And I can tell you that you have a number of different kinds of keywords. And I didn't search every one of them, but I could tell you that of the ones I did, the ones that are all doing the best are everything related to pest control and exterminating. Every keyword that I tried related to that I see here is ranking. And not so much like aeration or lawn treatment. And those particular keywords are not doing as well.
So lawn treatment is like my bread and butter. So what can we do to start with eye on that?
Okay. And the lawn treatments you do, is it all for the purpose of exterminating, or are you doing other kinds of landscaping too?
So I'd say 85% of my business is fertilizing lawns, and the rest
okay.
is like doing for home pests.
I see. Okay. So then what we can do are make some changes on your Google listing. And because even though, and you said the way that you worded it was 80% was treatment for lawns, or did you use another word? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, so we do fertilization and pest control for lawn and shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the majority of our business currently. We do have another category that we operate in, which is known as GHP, or, you know, it's pest control for homes and structures.
Okay.
And then what do you guys do as far as, like, SEO?
I'm just taking a look because basically it's optimizing your Google listing, regular posting, and I'm just taking a look. Okay, we're promoting your own website, so our work is off-site. And, that's a nice website. So basically it's managing the Google listing itself and posting on that as well. One of the things that I see that we should I will ask them to make some changes on is the Google category right now, like your primary category has been pest control on here. And that's what I'm hearing from you is not really the primary thing you do.
It's kind of a tricky line to follow, because technically treating the lawn for pests is pest control?
Yes.
So I just want to make sure that we're conveying
sure.
that it's pest control for lawn and also for the home, commercial and residential, that kind of thing.
Okay. But the fertilization is more than pest control. That's for about growing lawns, right?
Correct.
Aeration and fertilization.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, fertilization being the primary one. That's what we do the most.
All right, just a moment. Okay. So although you don't mow lawns or anything like that, that I can tell, we still need to get a Google category on your Google listing, even if it's not the one that's showing, that associates you with lawns rather than, you know, because Google categories are limited. And so, you know, pest control services is your primary category that shows. I don't think you want to be known as a landscaper, but those categories on the back end can help you get some of these keywords that we're looking for. So, there's lawn care, I think, and let's see, for my supplier, lawn care.
And then, like, and also, like, the reason that sparked my interest in everything is that we have had service for, like, probably about four, like 5 or 6 months maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I always get calls from other competitors like SEO and marketing companies, and I'll give them a chance to kind of talk, and they always point out the flaws and like the current system that I'm doing. So that's why I kind of wanted an update, because I got a call today and they said where I'm at right now, for as long as that we've had the service, we should be in a better spot as far as our listings and stuff popping up on Google searches.
Well, sure.
So that's what sparked my interest for my email and stuff that I sent today.
Okay, got it. Well, I can see where we can make some improvements on.
And you guys are more than welcome to listen to the phone call and get whatever information you want to see if it is something we can work on, because I don't remember everything that they told me, but.
Want to do that, because you could get those calls every day. It doesn't matter. Every company is going to say anything they want to say to get your business. We can't. That would not be what we're going by to be able to enhance your service.
Yeah. So I guess my question today would be like. Yeah, I guess my question would be, overall, like, how are we measuring the success of the plan that we've been running?
Okay, got it. And I'm going to just move into a different section of your account.
Okay.
See the best way I can answer that for you, okay? So part of it, and a main part of it, is the call, is how's it working? Are you getting calls, right? And one thing is for us to say, we're doing searches and we see this and we see that, but it's even in the best case scenarios, it still comes down to, are you getting calls? And so we have a call tracking number on your account, but let me check something. Okay, perfect. And you do have it on your website. That's perfect. So this is one way. You know, in the client dashboard, we can see, you know, the calls that have come through the call tracking number. Now, I see 143 over time. And,
so we, and like also we use that phone number like as our primary, because it records phone calls. So every call that our current customer base make is also that, mm-hmm. that phone number.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, that makes sense, because even if they know you, they're going to use that number if it's on your website and other places. Got it. Okay. So in your call tracking, I can see all these calls. I'm not going to stop and listen to them all, but this is one main key area is for you, you know, how many new calls that you're getting that are new that are telling you they found you on Google or the internet. Because we're not running pay-per-click ads anymore. I think you had them in the beginning, and in those cases, we have, you know, reports from Google that tell us a lot of numbers, but it still bottom line comes down to your calls and your feedback as well. You have access to our dashboard, and you can see all these calls. You can re-listen to any call you want, but it sounds like you're already doing all that.
Yeah, like I said, like the majority of the calls are just our existing customer base. Very few are actual leads.
Okay, got it. Well then, what I would say is, even though you have a lot of things listed on your listing, I would speak to my team to ask them to enhance and working on lawn fertilization. Now, even though pest control is what has been what we considered your primary search phrase, lawn fertilization is the primary 80% of what you do. Maybe that should be your primary search phrase. Not changing something on Google. I mean, Google, here's your choices for Google categories, which is different than a primary search phrase, okay? Primary search phrase is what you tell us. This is the main thing I want to be found for, okay? And then and we work from there, related keywords, to try to get you found for that. But at the same time, we have to pick Google categories that they are consistent with that. And the Google category that you have had is pest control service. Now, the three other ones that are even loosely related to what you do are landscaper, lawn care service, or fertilizer supplier. And, you know, they're not the same as the actual keyword phrase that you want, just a category. And so I've added those on the back end right now to where that'll help you get related keywords. But I didn't change the one that's showing. The one that's still showing on Google is pest control service. And I'll take your input on that. If I don't think you want to be known as a lawn care service or a landscaper, so that's the best way I can see to do it, is keep pest control service as your primary Google category and the other three on the back end to help get more categories related to lawn fertilization.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, what I do by category is pest control. Weeds are pests. Insects in the lawn are pests. So it is pest control.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So what I can suggest, I don't know. What I can suggest, again, I'll have our team look over everything. I've added these categories, and then I'm going to let them know, you know, that we want more focus on lawn fertilization. And work more toward those type of keywords, because almost all the ones that I see that are pest control related are working, but it's the other ones that are not. And so we can work on
that. So how do you measure like the success and how much better it's been getting? Like, are we popping up on first page?
Yes.
Typing in pest control?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I did quite a few searches before I called you, and you're on the first page. Let me just go back to where I wrote this down.
Are you typing in, like, Bloom Pest Control, or are you typing in pest control and then the city?
Yes, I know you have a lot of other cities, but when I first look at your account and I see Zephyrillis, I started with that. And pest control, exterminator services, exterminator, pest management, insect control, extermination services are all on the first page.
Okay. Yep, so that's, it sounds like we just got to try to get the fertilizing stuff a little higher up in the...
Because those were the ones that I did not get the same kind of result from. So absolutely, we can work on that and to see what. So we won't be changing your primary search phrase, but we'll just be trying to enhance what you're not getting here with the fertilization.
And now, is there anything that I could be doing on my website in conjunction with what you guys are doing with the listings and stuff? Because that's all part of SEO, too.
It is. And let me just look at one thing, two things.
I haven't had anybody work on anything for my website yet. So I'd be curious to know if there's anything I can do to help.
Okay. So I don't have any suggestions for your website. I look at your website. You know, it's a great looking website for sure. And let's control authorization, save now, customer portal. And so I don't have any, you know, any suggestions on what you should do to improve your website. I can say that the one thing that we always ask clients to do, which you have 13 Google reviews. The last one was 17 weeks ago. Getting reviews is, you know, continuous reviews. Something would be also replying back to your review, which you do. I can see you've done that multiple times. Perfect. And do you do that from, are you aware of what we have in our own dashboard to help you get reviews from past clients, like just to send something out in an email or a text to them?
Yeah, I have links and stuff. I actually have an option integrated into my computer, my customer management software, that I can, at like every invoice that I send them, every work order, it comes with a link where they can rate us. Mm-hmm. So I do have that option that we're going to turn back on.
Is that link, there's all kinds of reviews though, is it a Google My Business review, that Google Business Profile review, or is it some?
Yeah, last time I checked, it was Google, but we also had some issues where we had two Google businesses. Like, there's still a Bloom on there that has nothing on it, and sometimes that's the one that pops up on a search. And I don't know how to get rid of that, but what happened was is I had another marketing company that was building it, mm-hmm. and then I didn't like how they were – I didn't like, you know, the work that they were doing. So I hired you guys, and you guys started on one, and then all of a sudden we had two. And my account got suspended. But
the suspension was fixed, or is the other one still suspended?
So the suspension was fixed, but last time I checked, there is another Bloom that pops up on a Google search. And I don't know how to get rid of it.
Okay, so, well, that's something we can take care of, and this can help. We'll contact Google, and we either ask for them to merge them or remove a duplicate. If you were, Google will decide which way they're doing that. But in your case, there's no reviews on the other one to merge together anyway. So we're just really asking for a duplicate removal. But yeah, we can contact Google to get that off, and that will help as well your rankings to get rid of that duplicate.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll put in the request to address that, and we'll do that on this end. And let's see. Yes, so in our dashboard, you know, we just have that one area where it says request review, and if you put in somebody's name and email or name and phone number and push send, it sends them a message asking them to leave you a review with a link to this Google listing, the one that has the 13 reviews.
Okay.
So you can use that as well. Okay. Well, I'm going to request that they do some updates to help with this.
And then also,
do you do irrigation too?
Yeah, we do irrigation checks and stuff like that, but we kind of, as we're growing, we're just trying to focus on the bread and butter.
Okay.
And also one thing I wanted to ask, like, I noticed all the other businesses that pop up has like the company name, but we have like LLC at the end of ours. Does that need to be there, or can we remove the LLC and just have it be Bloom?
Oh, yeah, it's actually up to you. I work with businesses, some show it, some don't. So if you wanted to just be Bloom and we ask that the LLC be removed, then we can do that.
Okay. I mean, most of them don't have it, but there are a few that do. I don't know. I just was curious.
I would say it has no impact on what's happening out there. It's really how you want your business name to be presented. If you consider your
okay.
business, you know, so that's all it is.
Okay.
So which way do you want it?
I'll just leave it alone for now.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else I can help with right now?
No, I think that was it. So we're popping up on like the Google listing and stuff like that. It looks like. Yeah, so just getting rid of the other one or merging in it, it doesn't matter. But I think probably
It's kind of all the same when we ask for a duplicate removal. You know, sometimes Google's saying they merged them, sometimes they just remove the duplicate. But there's actually nothing to merge if you don't have reviews on it that we're trying to not lose, you know? In this case, it could probably just be a removal.
Gotcha.
But in some cases, they may use the word merge even if there wasn't reviews, just sort of the ranking behind it, you know, can work together. So we put in the request and Google will do it one way or the other. In the end, we'll see one listing.
Okay. And then, so like on the Google listings, they have like the smart devices. How do you know how to check that to see if we're listed on those?
I do not. And
like,
what do you mean?
Like Alexa, or you know, like a personal assistant. I was just curious
Got
on
it.
How you would check, or
okay.
how you would prompt to come up.
All right, just a moment. Okay, so we do make, what I was checking on your account is that we did submit you to multiple directories, and that's for the purpose of helping your ranking on Google, and that does include a basic submission to Alexa, but we're not doing a basic submission to Alexa we're not doing anything further with that might enhance how you're ranking on Alexa. It means that your information has been submitted. So the only way to test that, how that would be working for you, is by trying to do a search through Alexa yourself.
Okay.
I can't do that. And there's...
Okay. That's pretty much all the questions I have so far.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to work on improving for more keywords, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.